Shabbos, Parak Yud Beis Mishnah Hei. Kosev b'mashkin, if one writes with fruit juices, these things don't usually last on the paper or whatever you're writing. So the example of mashkin would be fruit juices that get dark, like berry juices and things like that, like the Rav says. B'mei peris. Now these are liquids that don't necessarily darken. Could be any other type of fruit juices. Ba'avak drachim, or for one would, the Rav explains, would sort of write letters in sand. You know, he'd carve out letters into sand or into the dust of people that travel. Same type of thing. Ba'avak ha-soifrim, or the dust from soifrim. If there's some, like, residue on cloth or paper, and then one sticks his finger in there and draws out letters with his finger. U'v'chol davar she'eino miskayim, potter. And anything that's not going to last, it's going to be potter. La'achar yado, if he does it, he writes something backhandedly. So this is a shinoi. Biraglo, he writes it with his foot. Bipiv, he writes something with his mouth. U'v'marpiko, he writes something in the crease of his elbow. Or, kasav ois acha samach l'ksav. He doesn't write two letters. Rather, there's a letter that's already written there, and he writes a letter right next to it. So he only wrote one letter next to a letter that already existed. V'kasav agave b'ksav. Or, he writes on top of a letter or two letters that already are in existence, and he just makes them look newer. Niskaven lichtoiv ches v'kasav shnei zainin. Or, let's say he has kavana to write one letter, which is a ches, and the line on top of it that connects it is not complete, so it comes out that it's two zions. Or, echad ba'aretz ve'echad ba'kor, he writes one letter on the ground and one letter on the ceiling. Kosav ashnei koslei habayis. Or he writes on two different walls of the house. Al shnei dape pinkus, or on two different pages of a notebook or ledger. Ve'ein nehegin zemzeh. And both the walls or the pages are not next to each other. Pater. So all these cases are pater. Kosav os achas notarikun. If one writes one letter with a symbol on it, and people know that this one letter with the symbol is really symbolizing a whole word. Like, for example, the letter kuf, he has, let's say, a symbol on top, and everybody knows that a kuf is meant for a carbon, or a mem for meiser. We actually have this in meiser sheni, like the Taisi Santif said, that people would write these things, that people would know if they would find a jug that would have something inside of it, a mem meant meiser, or a tuf meant truma. So maybe that's enough to be considered a ksav. So Rabbi Shua ben Beseira mechayiv. So Rabbi Shua ben Beseira says that is enough, and you be chayiv. Acham patron, acham pater, because l'maisa, it's not two letters. And Rabbi Shua ben Beseira held that from one letter, people would understand that this one letter is really referring to a whole word. So it's almost as if he wrote the letters of the whole word. But l'maisa, acham held that l'maisa, he didn't write the whole word. He didn't write two letters, and therefore they pater it.